The U.S. petroleum industry appears to be riding high right now with the growth of fracking for oil and natural gas and an oil boom in North Dakota. But American Petroleum Institute chief economist John Felmy still isn't happy with opponents of the industry who focus on things like air and water pollution and global warming from the burning of fossil fuels. Felmy showed the Milwaukee Rotary Club a photo of climate change activist Bill McKibben.
This is his 15 minutes of fame, getting arrested in D.C. This is the guy who also is leading the charge on divesting from fossil fuel companies, which truly disgusts me. He's trying to get universities to divest.
Felmy also says wealthy academics who support universities dumping their oil stocks disgust him, and that fracking critics are misinformed, uninformed, or liars. Madeline Pera of the Citizens Climate Lobby in Madison isn't deterred by the oil industry's name-calling. Pera says burning oil helps fuel climate change.
So we can't help but be concerned as we see fossil fuel use getting expanded at a time when it's become quite plain that for our current good and our future good, we need to be cutting back on our fossil fuel use.
Pera argues the price of fossil fuels doesn't accurately reflect their cost to society and the environment. She says if true market forces were at play, the expansion of oil drilling might slow and more renewable energy would be developed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.